Thursday the 15th of March, Rabbi Shimon Govitz, the dual function of the Holocaust. I'd like to point out what I think is an interesting observation in the parashiyot V'yakel Pikudei that we find in reference to the Paroisim. In Parashat V'yakel, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah outlines to us the commandments that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Klal Yisrael in reference to the creation of the Mishkan. What's enumerated first in Pasuk Yud Aleph is the various parts of the actual Binyan HaMishkan. Es HaMishkan, Es Oloi, Es Michseyu, the various covers that went on top of the Mishkan, Es Krosov, Es Kroshov, Es Prichov, Amudov, Adonov, all the various parts that made up the actual structure of the Mishkan. We then carry on and outline the various Klei HaMishkan that Klal Yisrael were commanded to create. Now where would one expect the Poreches to be mentioned? The Poreches, one would have thought, would be part of the actual structure of the Mishkan, and therefore one would expect it to be mentioned in the initial Pasuk before we start discussing the Klei HaMishkan. Yet if you have a look at the first Pasuk, which I've just quoted, there's no mention of Poreches at all. When's Poreches mentioned? In Pasuk Yud Beis. Es Ha'oren, Ves Badov, Es HaKaporeth, Ves Poreches HaMosach. Why is Poreches HaMosach found in the Pasuk which relates to us the commandments of the creation of Oren? Surely it should belong together with the actual binyan, with the actual structure of the Mishkan. This is what struck me as somewhat strange. If we have a look at Parashas Pikudei in Perek Lamed Tes, Sukim Lamed Gimel onwards, there the Torah created, there the Torah relates to us that after Betzal and Aliyah finished making the Mishkan, they brought all the various parts of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. So then again, the Torah outlines the various parts of the Mishkan. Now your view is a Mishkan, and there again, first the Torah relates to us that the actual parts of the binyan of the structure were brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Torah relates to us the bringing of the Klei HaMishkan. So in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says as follows: Vayovi et HaMishkan el Moshe et HaOyel, let's call Kalov, Krosov, Kroshov, Prichov, Amudov, Adonov, Michse Eret Eilim Adomim, Michse Eret Choshim, let's praise et HaMosach. There the Poreches is mentioned together with the structure, the actual pieces that formulated the structure of the binyan. And then, Es Aruino Eidus Ves Badav Es HaKaporeth. So in Parashas Pikudei we find things as we would expect them. The Poreches is together with the actual pieces that formulated the binyan HaMishkan, and not together with the Oren. Yet in Parashas Vayakel the Poreches is mentioned together with the Oren, and not together with the pieces that formulated the structure of the Mishkan. Mishkan, Halidovahu. Why is the Poreches connected to the Oren? Why isn't it together with the Chelkei Abinyan? And why the change between Parashat Vayakel and Parashat Pikudei? I'd like to turn to Parashat Bamidbar, where we find some other difficulties. In Parashat Bamidbar, the Torah relates to us that the Levim, when they traveled, carried the various parts of the Mishkan. There were three mishpachas in Shevet Levi, Gershon, Kos, Merori, and each mishpacha was designated to carry a different part of the Mishkan. Gershon was given the job of carrying all the hangings and the covers of the Mishkan. Kohath was given the job of carrying the Klei HaMishkan, the Orem and the Shulchan, etc. And Merori carried all the solid part of the structure of the Mishkan, the Kroshim, the Adonim, etc. So who would one expect would carry the Poroshim? Who should carry the Poroches? Like the horse. I would have expected Gershon to carry the Pareches. It's one of the curtains, one of the hangings. Gershon carried the Motach, the Pesach oil. The Motach that went in front of the Kodesh was carried by Gershon. So one would expect Gershon to carry the curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. Yes, if we have a look in Parshat Bamidbar, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Torah relates to us exactly what Bnei Kohath had to carry. Oren, Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbechai, Kaya Kodesh Asher Shalt Behem, V'hamotach. What was the motto, says Rashi? Hi HaPorok. So the Porokhus was carried by Kohath as opposed to by Gershon. Why was the Porokhus carried by Kohath? It's part of the Chelke Abinyan, it's not one of the clay Hamishka. Another interesting observation we can make is as follows. Throughout the Torah, the Porokhus is referred to either as the Porokhus, or as to the Pareches HaMotach. It's never referred to just as the Motach, except for in Parshas Bamidbar. When we discuss what Kohath had to carry, it says, Kne'akudah Hashem Shalt Behem V'HaMotach. Why over here in Parshas Bamidbar, when we're discussing what Kohath carried, is the Pareches referred to as Motach, but everywhere else, it's called at least the Pareches, if not the Pareches HaMotach. I'd like to ask one more question before attempting to resolve these difficulties. In Perek Dalet and Parshat Bamidbar, the Torah relates to us how exactly they packaged all the kelim when they went traveling through the Midbar. And if we have a look, each keli was covered with two coverings. For example, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Al Shulchan Aponim Yifrasu Beget Chelet, that's one covering. Then Manoffa, Lava Tachoris, Kapis, Nashis, etc., etc. Ufor Salem, Beget, Elah, Shon. The Shulchan was covered by two coverings. The Menorah there, Menorah again. Velochu, Beget, Chedus, Vechises, Menorah, Tamoy. But not Noisam, Etokilel, Michse, Er, Tochash. The Menorah, the Shulchan, and all the others as well were covered by two coverings. If one has a look at the Oren, one will note that the Oren had three coverings. It says as follows. And they covered the Oren as follows. That's covering number one. That's covering number two. That's covering number three. Why did the Oren have three coverings when all the other Klei HaMishkan had only two coverings? I'd like to say over a vote that comes from Beis Brisk, I would say it comes from the Biskarov, I would say it comes from the Dovah Soloveitchik, if it comes from Beis Brisk, the following vote. The vote is as follows. If one has a look in the parashas, one will note that the Pareches seems to have a dual function. If we have a look in Parashas Truma, in Pedek, Kavod, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, when the Torah relates for the first time how exactly the Mishkan was to be set up, it says as follows: V'nosate es ha'preiches tachas ha'krosim ve'beit ha'shomer beit ha'preiches ha'roin ha'edus v'vdila ha'preiches lochem bein ha'kodesh uvein kodesh ha'kodoshim. It would appear from the Pasuk, and that's a simple way of understanding Pareches, it was a Havdolah, it was a separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh ha'kodoshim. The Kodesh and the Kodesh ha'kodoshim had different levels of Kedusha. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was much more holy, and therefore it merited a separation of a Mechitza to divide the two. So the Pareches served the function of a Mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yet if we have a look in Parshas Pikudei, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Gimel, it says as follows, and there's many Pesukim that seem to indicate this. V'samto shom et aroin ha'edud, v'sakoyto al ha'oren, Es ha-poreiches. What's the word the sakoyto mean? Loshen hagona. The poreiches was placed there to shield the oren. It would appear that the purpose of the poreiches was to act as a shield to the oren. We find yet again in Parshas Pikudei, in Pasuk Kapalef, Vayosech al aroin ha-edus, Vayosem es poreiches ha-mosach, by Yotech al Aroin Ha'edus. It was a cover, it was a shield for the Orim. The beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, when the Torah relates to the lighting of the menorah, the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, Bo'oyel Moed, Michut la Poroiches, Asher al Ha'edus. The Poroiches was on, the Edus was on the Orim. It would appear from these psukim that the Poroiches served the function of covering, of shielding the Orim, not just a Mechitza bein HaKodesh, or bein HaKodesh HaKodoshim. And if I may add, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim also seems to indicate that there was a special relationship between the Poroiches and the Orim. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Perek Gimel, which runs as follows. It says, Amudov Oso Kesef, Repidosoi Zov, Merkovoi Algom. Now the Targum says, and so it explains in the Gemara in Baba Basra, and that's Yudalet, that this Pasuk is said in reference to the Orim. The Gemara over there in Baba Basra explaining what Amud of Kesef, what the Amudim of the Orim actually were. But the Pasuk is in relation, it's said in relation to the Orim. And the Pasuk says, Merkovoi Algoma. What's Merkovoi Algoma referring to? It says, Rashi and Shir HaShirim in the Targum, Zehu HaPoroiches. The Poroiches is referred to as Merkovoi, as the hanging curtain of the Orim. Merkovoi, the hanging curtain of the Orim, was Algoma. We see in that Pasuk as well, a special relationship, especially as catches between the Poroiches and the Orim. We can now understand, now that we've pointed out that the Poroiches actually acts, besides for being a Mechitza, it acts as a cover, the shield for the Orim, why in Parashat Vayakel, that we started off with, the Poroiches finds its way in the Pasuk that speaks about Orim, rather than together with Chelkei HaBinyan. Because the Poroiches, besides for being a Mechitza, it was the cover of the Orim. It was part and parcel of Asiyas HaOrim. The Orim required, Poroiches, the Orim required an extra shield, an extra cover, and therefore together with the Orim, the Poroiches HaMosoch is mentioned. That's why the Pasuk says, Es HaOrim, Es Badal, Es Poroiches HaMosoch. In Parshat Pikudei, the Poroiches is mentioned together with the Chelkei HaBinyan. By virtue of the fact that besides for being the cover of the Orim, it also was a Mechitza bein HaKodesh, bein HaKodesh HaKodoshim. And I think that this difference that we can detect in the Parashat of Vayakel Pikudei is a Moreh D'Karayah to the Bris Kavod. Over here we see clearly outlined that the Poroiches served a dual function. On the one hand, it was the cover of the Orim, and therefore in Parashat of Vayakel, it's mentioned in the Pasuk that discusses the Asiyas HaOrim. On the other hand, it was a Mechitza bein HaKodesh, who bein HaKodesh HaKodoshim, and that's why in Parashat Pikudei, instead of being placed with the Orim, it's placed together with Chelkei HaBinyan. Why in Parashat Vayakel the Torah chooses this thing, and Parashat Pikudei the Torah chooses that thing, most I have to explain. Yitzhashem. We can now understand why the Poroiches fell to Bnei Kahat to carry, as opposed to Bnei Gelshon. He said it's part of Binyan HaMishkan, part of the hangings, it should have belonged to Bnei Gelshem and not to Bnei Kehot. By virtue of the fact that it was part of the Orim, by virtue to the fact that it was the cover of the Orim, Bnei Kehot who carried the Orim therefore merited to carry the Poroiches. The Poroiches and the Orim go together. One a cover for the other, and therefore it was necessary for those that covered the Orim, who carried the Orim, to carry the Poroiches. Why in Parashat Bamidbar is it referred to as Mosoch? I'd like to say over an idea that I've seen in a Sefer Divrei Yosha, and I'd like to elaborate upon it. I'd like to remark a couple of akdomas to this word. The Poroiches is referred to as Poroiches HaMosoch. Has a double name, Poroiches HaMosoch. Why the double name? And I think if we learn through the Meforshei HaTorah, one will see that the double name actually contains the two functions of the Poroiches. What's the meaning of the word Poroiches? It's Rashi in Parashat Truma. Okay, this. Kasbov. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Says, Poroiches Loshein Mechitza. So what's the word Poroiches mean? A division. A mechitza, a partition. That's what the word Poroiches means. What the word Masach mean? Well, we already had in Parshas Likudei, we were told that the Poreches was used as a shield for the Oren. V'sakoysa al Oren, that's the word that's used. Says Rashi, what's V'sakoysa mean? Loshen Hagona. The word Sakoysa, it means a shield. Now, if we have a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, I suppose the mechitz can also formulate a shield. It can be a shield as well. So the Ramban actually said, "Sakoisa miloshin mosach." So the word mosach actually means a shield. So within the word poroiches hamosach, we have the two functions of the poroiches. The poroiches was number one a mechitza, and number two it was a mosach. It was a shield. And this idea I actually saw in the Haksav Vakabola in Parshas Pikudei. Now I'll read out the lashon of the Haksav Vakabola. He doesn't quite explain it al derech brit, but the idea that the two words actually contain within them the two functions is written in the Haksav Vakabola. The Haksav Vakabola is written as follows. In Perek Mem Pasuk Kaf Aleph. V'kan omar poroiches hamosach shehoisa meshameshes lishnei zevorim. It has a double name because it was used for two functions. Lahabdil bein hakodesh bein hakodesh hakadoshim. That was function number one. Nikras poroiches. Ulahogin al kodesh hakadoshim. Nikras mosoch. Miloshin hagona besichuch. The Ksav HaKabbalah quite clearly spells out that the reason why it has a double name is because it had a dual function. He actually refers it to it as a shield of the Kodesh HaKadoshim rather than a shield of the Oren. But the idea that within these two words lies the dual function of the Poroiches, this we see in the Ksav HaKabbalah. Poroiches, it was a mechitza. Mosoch, it was a shield the way we're explaining it of the Oren. Now why did Bnei Kehos merit to carry the Poroiches? Was it by virtue of Poroiches, or was it by virtue of Mosoch? What gave them the right to carry the Poroiches HaMosoch? Was it by virtue of the fact that it was a Mechitza, Poroiches, or by virtue of the fact that it was a Mosoch, it was a shield? Because it was a Mosoch, it was the shield of the Oren. Mitzat, the fact that it was a Poroiches, it should have belonged to Bnei Kehos. It's only carried by Bnei Kehos by virtue of the fact that it was a Mosoch. And therefore, in Parshas Bamidbar, when we discuss the carrying of Bnei Kehos, the Poroiches is referred to the only time in the Torah such as a Mosoch, because it's by virtue of Mosoch that they carried it, not by virtue of Poroiches. The Oren had three covers. The other Kelim only had two. And this is a voice I once heard the shame of Michal Feinstein, the Tzadik Tzibroch, the Eidim of the Brit Gerov. He says as follows. He says that in actuality, the Kelim only required two covers. The Poroiches wasn't a cover as such. The Poroiches belonged with the Oren. The Poroiches was in fact a shield of the Oren, and this was the actual structure of the Oren. Therefore the Poroiches wasn't a cover on a Keli. The Keli was the Oren with the Poroiches. This was the Keli. The Keli in the Mishkan was the Oren with the Poroiches, and it's the Oren with the Poroiches that required two covers. And that is why the Oren had three covers. Not three covers in actuality. The Poroiches and the Oren belong together in any case. They formulate the Oren. This is Oren. The Oren and the Poroiches, which is Oren, then require two coverings. What's left us to explain is, why in Parshas Vayakel, as I said beforehand, Poroiches is mentioned with Oren, and in Parshas Pikudei, Poroiches is mentioned with Chelkei HaBinyan, with the actual structure. I also have to explain why in Parshas Truma, in Perek Kavod, which is the first time actually that the Torah outlines the actual creation, the actual building of the Mishkan, there the Poroiches is referred to as a Havdola, as a Mechitza, and in Parshas Pikudei it's referred to as a cover for the Oren. When does the Torah decide to refer to that function, and when does the Torah decide to refer to the other function? I can only advance an idea. That's as follows. If we have a look at Parshas Truma, where they say the
structure, the building, is first related to. And we have a look in Parashat Pikudei, we will note certain differences between the two parashas. First difference is as follows. In Parashat Truma, in Perek Kavod, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says as follows. V'nosata et ha-paroiches, ve'beit ha-shomim ve'beit ha-paroiches et aroin ha-ed. So what came first and what came second? The paroiches came first. After the paroiches was in place, then the aron was placed in the Kodesh HaKadosh. If we have a look in Parashat Pikudei, in Perek Mem Pasuk Gimel, says as follows: the Samto Shom et Aroin Ha Eidos, the Sakoisa Ala Oren et Aparoiches. The Parashat Pikudei was written first. First they placed the Oren there, and then the Aparoiches was placed there. The other way round. And again, in Parashat Pikudei in Perek Mem Pasuk Kapalos, by Yove et Aoren El Hamishkon, by Yosef et Aparoiches Amotok, by Yosef Ala Oren Ha Eidos. In Parashat Pikudei we're told that the Oren went first. And the Parashat Truma we're told the Paroiches went first. Why the difference? When Rabban Alatayr actually asked the question, what is the difference between the two parashas? He wants to say Parashat Truma is not Dafka, but Estotzech, what's the chilek between two parashas? Parashat Truma we're told Paroiches was first, and Parashat Pikudei we're told that the Oren was first. There's another difference that we can note between the two parashas. In Parashat Truma, when the Binyan HaMishkon, the actual building, is related to, it says, the Samtet HaShulcha Michutz LaPareiches, VeSamonayla Neichet HaShulcha, which is told about the placement of the Shulchan and the Menorah. Nothing more than that. In Parashat Pikudei, when the actual building of the Mishkon is discussed, it says as follows, VeVeitet HaShulchan, Varachtet Erkoi, we don't only discuss the placement, the actual physical placement of the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Torah relates to us that the Lechem, the Shulchan, was set with Lechem. The Menorah was lit with Neiris. And then again later, in Pasuk Kapbeis, Vayitin sa Shulchan boil moyet, Vayarech alov erech Lechem. Vayosin sa Menorah boil moyet, Vayala Neiris. Why in Parshas Truma are we just told about the placement without telling us what they did with it? And in Parashat Pikudei were actually told not only that they placed the Shulchan and the Menorah there, but that the Lechem was set upon it and the Menorah was lit. And I thought, in relevance to this last question, and this can then help us with the other questions, I thought as follows. The Rishonim tell us, the Raivet, Rashi, Tosfos Rid, Mizrachi, they tell us that in the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim, there was no Lechem Aponim and no Hadlokah Hanel. From Kafkimul Ador until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the period that we're in now, which was the time of Shivat Yimei HaMiluim, there was no Neiris, there was no Ketores, there was no Lechem Aponim. Rosh Chodesh Nissan onwards, then the Mishkan functioned fully. It could be the Parshas Truma, which we're being related to in Parshas Truma, is the Hakamat HaMishkon and the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. In fact, Parshat Tzavah, which follows Parshat Tzavah, is where Yimei HaMiluim are discussed. Parshat HaTomid, which is brought down in Parshat Tzavah, says Rashi in Parshat Pinchas, Parshat HaTomid from the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. The Parshiyot of Truma and Tzavah are discussing the actual structure of the Mishkon and its usage during the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. That's why we're just told about the placement of the Shulchan and the Menorah. But there was no Lechem Aponim, and there was no Nick. Parashat Pikudei, part of the parashat followed in Perek Mem. By Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echod LaChodesh. We're now discussing Yom HaShmini. We discussed Yom HaShmini, so therefore it wasn't just a matter of placing the Shulchan and placing the Menorah there. The Shulchan was set, and the Menorah was lit. If that's true, I thought that perhaps could explain to us why in Parashat Truma the Paroiches went first, and in Parashat Pikudei the Oren went first. I have to explain why, but we're speaking about different corpus. In Shivat Yimei HaMiluim, the Paroiches went first. And on Yom HaShmini, the Oren was first. Baruch Hashem, I found that the Malbim says this. The Malbim of Parashat Pikudei writes as follows. He asked the question, the differentiation, that in Parashat Truma first comes the Paroiches, and in Parashat Pikudei first comes the Oren. Says the Malbim as follows. The Yesh Reima,
Shastei, the Shiva Parshas Truma, Noag B'Shivas Yimei Hamiluim. Shastei, the Shiva Kan, Noag B'Shmid. But we still have to explain why the differentiation. Okay, that's Pshat in the Chil, but why the differentiation? I'll come to make it brief. What was the difference between Yema Shmidi and the Shivat Yimei Hamiluim? The main difference was as follows. In the Shivat Yimei Hamiluim, there was no Hashroth Hashchina. The Hashroth Hashchina only took place on Yoim Hashmini. This relates to us in Parashat Shmini. Vayera Kvod Hashem al Ha'oil al. That the Hashroth Hashchina was only on Yoim Hashmini. What was the Mokim Hashroth Hashchina? The Yom. The Yom was the Mokim Hashroth Hashchina. So perhaps one could suggest as follows. The fact that the Oren needed a cover, a shield, as opposed to all the other Kriya Mishkan, was by virtue of the fact that it was the Mokrim Hashroat Hashchina. It wasn't just another one of the Kriya Mishkan, it was the Mokrim Hashroat Hashchina. During the Shivat Yimei Hamiluim, there was no Hashroat Hashchina. Therefore, at that point in time, the Oren didn't need a cover. So what was the function of the Purichus in the Shivat Yimei Hamiluim? Duly a Mechitza. So Parashat Truma, all it says is, the Hevdila. On Yom HaShmini, the Oren now attained the status of the Mokim Hashroat Hashchina. Mokim Hashroat Hashchina. By Yosech HaPareichet HaMorein HaEdus, the Pareichet now became a shield of the Oren. Hence in Parshas Pikudei, the Pareichet is referred to as the shield of the Oren. Why the differentiation? Why in Parshas Truma did the Pareichet get placed first? And in Parshas Pikudei, the Oren got placed there first. Perhaps one can explain it in this manner. As long as the Pareichet was merely a Mechitza, you first finish off the Binyan, and then you bring in the Kelim. So the Pareichet was a Mechitza, place the Mechitza, and then you bring in the Kriya Mishkan. But once the Pareichet serves as a cover of the Oren, how do you cover something? You first bring it in, and then you cover it. So the Torah tells us that the Oren was brought in, and then by Yosech HaPareichet Al Aroina Edus, that's why it was covered. And this answers the Ramban's question as to why the differentiation. And that's why the Abdullah is referred to in Parshas Truma, and the shield is referred to in Parshas Pikudin. If I may just finish up with one more point, perhaps with this we can explain the differentiation between Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pikudin. In Parshas Vayakel, we discuss the commandment to create the Mishkan. What was the purpose of the creation of the Mishkan? Why was the Mishkan created? For Asuli Mikdosh V'Shachanti V'Zoicham. The Mishkan was created for Hashroat Hashchina. And therefore, where does the Pareichet belong? With the Oren, because that was the ultimate purpose of Mishkan. So therefore, the Pareichet was created for Hashroat Hashchina, it belongs with the Oren. In Parashat Pikudei, in Perek Lamed Tes, where the Pareichet is together with Chelkei Abinyan, over there, the Torah is relating when Betzal and Aliyah finished the creation of the parts of the Mishkan, they brought them to Moshe Rabbeinu to set it up. And what day was that? That was the first of the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. At that point in time, there was no Hashroat Hashchina. So where did the Pareichet find itself? In Chelkei Abinyan, and not with Oren. Why did Ramban ask his question? He's not knocking to it, it's a separate shmooth. We'll have to stop now. It's already over time.